This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
From the Dole Cubes.
Fighting back against the poverty machine. Redline is broadcast from the stolen, unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people. The unfairness of the so-called welfare system disproportionately affects Indigenous people.
Down with mutual obligations.
Raise the rate. Fair and equal treatment for all.
Yep, this is Breadline, as the introduction told you. And in case you just missed that, this is the show of the Unemployed Workers Union, so-called Australia of. And that's why this show is on air, to air the views of unemployed people, of which I am one, and also a member of the Unemployed Workers Union, and to air the views of the Unemployed Workers Union. Although I'm not, I don't know about representation. I can't represent any, all the other views of everybody in there, but I did, well, tell you that I was very impressed. It's a bit difficult to put on a show this week, because it's like, oh, the last two shows of Breadline I heard, and they were really, really good. I mean, last week there was an interview with Pip talking about having the views of people in the union expressed, who had been part of the organisation of a meeting of AUWU in Armidale, not Armidale in Nam, but Armidale in northern so-called New South Wales, although it's nothing like South Wales. I don't know where they got that name from. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So I was thinking about the stupidity of the way they've named things in this country and all the colonial countries that do the same thing. Anyway, yeah, so Pip was on, and guess what? I contacted Pip. I was given Pip's contact, and I'm going to have another interview with her because she has so many interesting takes on things, and she's had some good experience working on our union's advocacy line. I'm going to play a little clip about that in a second. Don't forget, our union does a few things, and one of the good things it does is have an advocacy line to help people who inevitably you're going to come into some kind of difficult situation when you're having to deal with job network parasites, stroke providers, who milk public funds in order to just make people's life hell. And it's one of the things I'm going to talk about with Pip, is the so-called deed. It's a contract. And these job network providers have, which is very ambiguous and doesn't really seem to state much about what the rights of those who are the, in inverted commas, clients have. And we're going to talk about other things like that. So I'm really looking forward to that next week. But again, she was on last week, interviewed by Jessica, who does the show as well, if you've listened. And the week before was brilliant. I really, really liked our panel discussion that happened with all the great ideas. So listen back on the podcast. And in case you don't know, this is on 3CR. We do broadcast on 8:55 a.m. But also, if you go to 3cr.org.au, among other things, I mean, if you go to the support tab, you can also become a subscriber, and you can also make donations to keep this wonderful station on air. And also you can just click the list of programs, and there's so many great programs which you will see there. And maybe you might want to listen, hear our Breadline. You can just click the list, click B, there's Breadline, and there's a whole bunch podcasts, I suppose. There's the latest show and then a list of podcasts and going way back, and you can click and have a look. And you can do that with all the different programs on 3CR, which is really helpful, as well as live streaming, of course. So just in case you're not sure, I'll just remind you where you are listening to.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM, the voice of the community.
3CR, community radio, giving the voice to the community since 1976.
Yep, that's right, 1976. Hell of a long time ago, huh? Lots of things have changed. Fundamentally, they haven't changed. My standard of living certainly got worse for people in this continent, but depends who you are. Now, let's focus on what I'm going to try and put on this show. Every time I do, I make a plan. I tell people what I'm going to put on and don't get to do all of it. But one of the things I did a few weeks ago, I did the last show that I did, I was going to talk about the housing swindle, being that housing is such a problem for everybody, and especially those that have to live on the pittance, the well below the poverty line income that you get as on the dole, on unemployment benefits, whatever the stupid name they call them, you know, job seeker, whatever. It's unemployment benefits. I live in public housing. And before I lived in public housing, I was paying such a rent to live in this squalid little disgusting flat with cockroaches, and the guy wouldn't fix anything, and if he did, he was useless anyway. I complained. I even got the people from the Consumer Affairs to come and have a look, and they were absolutely useless. The only thing they did was make sure he fixed the gap in the window in the middle of winter that was letting air come in. But really, they don't push the landlords. They don't stand up for the people, the renters at all. There are organisations that do that, such as the RAHU, Renters and Housing Union, which you can look up. But yeah. So I'm going to talk about the housing swindle, because this is part of the way that we're shackled to having to serve really bad bosses for really bad pay, etc., because we're just scared of not having anywhere to live. So I want to talk about that. And there's been a thing we've been like banging on about, which I played last time, which is dole hacks. What does it mean, dole hacks? It means like, yeah, we've got not enough money to live on, so what do? Well, program 2 weeks ago was talking about how you can be happy. They mentioned quite rightly that, I don't know, I've got to have to check their figures, but they said 50% of people on the dole, are affected by mental health issues. Surprise, surprise. Oh, hello. I've got a person. I'm just going to play you a song in a second. But yeah, so I'm going to do this dole hacks thing to talk about how on earth you can try and make a living, and talk about some of the things that have been discussed. So I'll just start with that first, I think. I'll be back with you soon.
Right, so this is our Breadline Dole Hacks segment, which is going to be a regular occurrence on the show. So this is lifted from the Centrelink Facebook page. The Centrelink system is broken, and people put up comments, and there was a comment made about basically how do you survive on Centrelink. So here's a few comments. They're all from different people who are adding their advice, and so Hank and I are going to discuss and chip in our ideas at the same time. So a lot of discussion about food. I'm not hoping the listeners aren't hungry. It is, after all, 6 o'clock. But anyway, this one is bread, Vegemite, cheese, breakfast, lunch, then dinner would go to mum or dad's or not eat. It's a bit sad.
So get other people to get food off other people.
Yeah. This is a longer one. My wife.
Oh, can I mention a funny thing about that? You know that that in the old days, in the feudal days, you know, when people wore armour, the king or the royal family, what they used to do was spend their life going around to the different estates of all the aristocracy and live for free.
Yeah, being fed. Yeah,
they'd be fed by all their members of the other members of the aristocracy.
And
so
everyone had to, in theory, compete about how well fed they'd be at that estate.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
Right. Although, you know, for a dole hack, you know, if you've got friends and you each do a big meal, and it's a great social occasion, and it's cheaper for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this is someone responding to that question, how do you get by on Centrelink? My wife is on a disability pension. I'm on a carer's pension, certainly different from earning good money. Luckily, we only have a small mortgage. We get by, but it's a struggle at times. I have no idea how a family with kids could do it. This is another one. I was private renting. I was stuck in a binge starvation cycle. I wouldn't have enough food for the whole fortnight. The pay would come. I'd binge because I was so hungry. Now I have a lot of issues around food.
Mm.
Right now I'm in a place that's not good for me, hoping someone will find me a place that is good.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Accommodation and food keeps coming up.
That's right.
Oh, and you know, of course, if you've been hungry and you get the chance to, and you get your payment, it's really hard to, like, make it last.
Spread it. Yeah. You survive. This is another response, but that's it. You stay alive, and all the consequences of living a life barely surviving. Well, the bigwigs pretend it's not their problem, right up to the point we are also unable to function. We need to apply for the DSP, and then it suddenly becomes over-diagnosing independence instead of providing support for the part of the community, the government, and society treated with negligence. Cause and effect, clear as day. I just wish, and before someone reports this, I'm not currently at risk. If they wanted us to die so bad, at least they'd have the grace to open up the opportunity to die peacefully instead of locking it up behind faux morality.
Faux morality.
Yeah, strong words there.
Hey, look, these people who are on the dole writing these things are clearly clued in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the whole dole system is faux morality.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the deserving poor or the undeserving.
Hmm.
So other comments here, it's getting too hard, I have to go without some things at a time, cheap meals. And then someone else, hard to believe that this is the country now, even the employed are struggling to get by. Mm. Another comment, you can't get by. It wasn't fancy but comfortable 5 years ago, but with the growing cost of rent, food, fuel, there's no way anyone on a pension can survive. A lot of us rely on charities for assistance and barely leave the house anymore. Hence the rising rates of mental illness. So here's a more positive one. Use public transport. Don't use the heater. Turn all the electric off at the wall except the fridge and the kettle.
But that's so obscene.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that you can't...
warm yourself.
You can't warm yourself. I mean, you know...
I do know from one of the projects I was involved with down in Wonthaggi that if you get a heated throw, that's the best way to keep yourself warm. If you're watching TV or on a computer.
What's that mean,
heated throw? A heated throw is just a blanket that's got heating in it, like an electric blanket, but you put it over you, and that's runs at 14 cents an
hour. Right. But surely
an hour.
Having an electric blanket wrapped around you can't be good for your health.
Ah, Well, a lot of people use them now. Rather than heat the whole room, they heat just themselves.
I did hear of body of like suits that are heated.
Yeah.
And another thing people were using was, like, you know those heat packs?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are throwaway ones too, which aren't much good. But, yeah, I know because I know people who are using those heated throws anyway, and they do work. And concession rate on utilities and no debt. And, yeah, so another comment here. I've gone from my man having a top paying job, and I had to work too, and to carers and DSP, and we do all right on it. I have control of the money. It was not difficult for him to go through a lot of money. Well, we do well. We do okay on it. So yeah, that's a sort of.
Well, you know,
on the other pressures they had, really.
You know, there was another outlook. I think this is the coming to the end of the hacks segment time.
Yeah.
Some people said to save money is to, like, it's madness. I mean, if you should meet your needs first.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can have a little buffer for if you need a new pair of shoes or something like that. But if you need a new pair of shoes, apply for a job. Here's a hack. Mm-hmm. Apply for a job and then that you probably won't get anyway, and that requires special garments, special clothing. Buy the clothing, get your job network provider to pay for it, and then you get some free new clothes, right?
Yeah, good one. Okay, hacks from Hank.
Hey.
That's the end of our little segment, but we'll be doing them again, and we love listeners to phone in their doll hacks.
Yeah, or email them in.
Email them in, yes.
Yay!
Okay, bye.
Bye. There we are. That was a song by Bai Guang from 1942. It's a Chinese song called Without You. I hope you liked that. I only liked it because it's got accordion and I play accordion. So you're just going to have to put up with my taste, I suppose, until they boot me off the station. And yeah, before that, you did hear the discussion that I'd had, and I listened to myself talking rubbish. But anyway, there I was with lucky enough to have a chat with Jessica, which we just heard about, which we call Dole Hacks. We're going to do some more different discussions about different topics as well. And as I was talking about before, about what's going to be on the show, an amazing thing happened that was completely unexpected. A person walked through the door. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Kaz. Hello, everybody who is listening.
Whoops. Hold on, wait a second. I'm such a fool. I forgot your mic. Go again.
Oh, hello. Hey, it's Kaz, and I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
hello, everybody listening.
Have you been on the show
a few times
now?
Probably like, maybe four times now, three, four times. This is the fourth or fifth.
But I really like, it was really nice, the spontaneity of you coming in. And this is, this is the good thing about a union, right? Mm. Not, it's union in the proper sense of solidarity with people. And we met like once, twice?
Yeah, we met like, probably twice.
Okay.
Times,
But, you know, we've got the bond of solidarity and a common interest in the program. Mm. So here you are, which is great.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
What I was going to do was have a little chat. I did mention earlier I was going to talk about the housing swindle.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I might leave that because you're here, because I was just going to read a text about it. But, I mean, we could touch on that subject anyway.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of, in relation to that, thinking about, we often call it in the union, like the poverty machine that we're in.
I've heard that a few times.
And the poverty machine kind of is the actual mutual obligation system and all that on a minor level. But on a more macro level, you know, the level of Nauru. Have you got the piece of paper? What's it called again?
Nauru, yeah.
Yeah, on the macroeconomic level of non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, whereby the government and the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, say that in order to maintain their economic system healthily, they need unemployment, and then turn around and punish us for it. So go figure. But so there's the poverty machine that way, and then there's the poverty machine from the point of view of this whole society is a poverty machine.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the poor man's problem?
No. Tell me.
Like the constant having to, when you're poor, you're constantly having to repay for things, right? And like, you know, somebody who's got money, they're going to get a nice jacket, right? And that jacket's going to last for ages, but if you're more poor, you're not gonna afford the nice jacket, right? You're gonna have to just get what you can, and that can break very quickly, and because things are made to break quickly, unless you're getting from some specific place, I guess. But it's that constant cycle of putting money in, right, and then not having anything left. Like it's just that it's the constant battle, you know. Because when you have money, you can play the system as much as you like. You don't have anything, you're cooked. Mm. You're done.
That's right. Yeah. And yeah, you know, if you can.
If you have people.
We've talked, I think I was talking about shoes in the last thing, but, you know, I've got a pair of shoes that I bought in 2008.
Yeah.
And as it happened, I had work at the time, and they were expensive shoes, and I don't wear them too often, but they don't wear out because they're really good ones.
Yeah.
So rich people get good stuff.
Yes.
It doesn't wear out, although they probably throw a lot of stuff out because they're just buying stuff for the sake of it.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, when you're poor, you know, you get rubbish.
Yeah.
It wears out and then...
You have to go buy more.
And you called that the...
The poor man's problem. I think there's... When you look it up, there's more detail on it.
Yeah.
But it's that constant cycle of, having to pay... Like, you pay more by being poor.
Yeah.
In the long run, pretty much. And that keeps you poor.
Wow. You know what? We've just spoken for, about a couple of things. And we've only got a couple of minutes left because the Aerotrain voice program is going to come up. But, maybe it's a good way of ending and saying, like, it's not your fault, my friend out there listening, that you're poor. The system is set up for that. They've got this Nauru, which we'll probably talk about more in another show, the non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, whereby they say there's a natural rate of employment. Yeah. But that, what it means is they need employment, unemployment, so that they can keep wages low.
Yeah, they need the desperation and the survival, like when you're poor, you're in the survival state and stuff. So you're constantly just, you throw yourself at things pretty much. You don't have time to think. You need to survive. And they want that because then it makes them easier to pay you less, treat you like crap, like all that stuff. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So they want it.
I guess if people have thought about it or looked back, we live in a capitalist system. You know, you hear that all the time, but what does it mean? What it means is before this system, people lived on the land.
Yeah.
There were commons where they could get their forage for food, for firewood, and they could put their animals there, and all these commons were closed off.
Yeah.
And then they made vagrancy laws and people had nowhere to live and they were chucked off the land.
Mm.
And it was abject poverty that forced people to go and work in these horrible factories when the system started.
Yeah.
So it's poverty that made rich this system. Mm. Yeah.
Work for nothing. Get barely anything in return.
Have you done work for the dole? Talking about working for nothing?
Luckily not.
Oh, that's good. I know. So horrible.
I know. I've heard a bit. Jessica's been informing me, and I'm like, damn. It's all the things that just go under the radar sometimes.
And we're going to talk about that next week. The interview with Pip. But yeah, I mean, bad conditions, not proper health and safety, etc. So, if you're on the dole, guys, my friend, think about how you can, like, find your own courses, find your own volunteer places, and don't just feather the nest of these job network providers by doing slave labor, and they get all the benefits.
Yeah.
They get all the money from the government.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, well. Look at that. Well, I'm so glad you came in. That was nice.
Thank you for inviting me in.
Well, come in anytime, and we'll next time we'll plan it out. But I think it's nice just to have a chat anyway.
Yeah, it's always good.
Here we are, unemployed people enjoying life.
Hell yeah.
And so farewell, my friends. And you've been listening to Breadline on 3CR. And don't forget, 3CR, you can visit at 3cr.org.au, and you can listen to all the different shows, including ours, online, and you can also subscribe, which makes you a member of the station, a member of our community, and you can also donate, which is good. You can donate at any time, not just when there's a drive for it. Anyway, I'm going to finish you off with a song which comes from, I call it the Makhnovskie Kupliati, one of the Makhnovist couplets, lyrics of the song called Yablochka. This is a very modern version of it. It was put up online, about a month ago. I hope it hasn't got any AI. They didn't use AI in it, but I like it anyway. So thanks a lot for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yeah. And we'll see you all next week on Breadline, and stick around for Eritrean Voice.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, buddy!
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.